95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
I always like the ending of that song. It sounds like a chase scene in some sort of, you know, like...
A chase scene?
Yeah, like a...
In slow motion?
Yeah, you know, or like 70s, like, what was his face that was always...
Burt Reynolds?
Charles Bronson.
Oh, Charles Bronson.
He's like running after somebody. He's going to kill a man. He's got his hand on
That's
his
what magnet. The end of that song
yeah,
makes
just
you think
for
of?
Some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm higher than a kite.
Wow.
Could be.
Are you higher than a kite?
A little. Not bad today.
Okay. Just a little high?
Just a little.
All right.
Little, you know, got to make the day happy and fun. What are we talking about?
Sure.
I'm hungry, man.
Let's talk about the show today,
yes.
Shall we?
Yes, please.
Word you have trouble with? Either spelling or saying.
Okay.
There's a lot of them.
February?
Mm-hmm.
And Aurora? Blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
There's that. A lot of them.
There's
quite a few, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll take those calls. I don't know if you saw the CNN president step down because he had a relationship with somebody that he didn't disclose.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they catch a picture of her leaving his apartment or something after?
Like, he said,
yeah, I'm pretty sure they're like, oh, he's like, no, no, no. And then they grabbed it and got an easy shot of her.
So you had a secret relationship at work.
No, I didn't. Oh, I see what you're saying. All right.
There's an update on the Minnesota snowplow names.
Oh, yeah.
That we voted on.
Right on.
And people in hotels oddly prefer female robots to male robots.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I think. It's a slam dunk.
No doubt.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
And I'm Casey Kasem in Hollywood. Now, back to the countdown.
You're not.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry. You sound a little sick. Are you sick?
No, what?
Huh? COVID!
I better go home for a month.
People prefer interacting with female robots in hotels instead of male robots.
Oh, man. I mean, no kidding.
What
for
a
sure.
surprise.
Have you seen Westworld? Which do you prefer to hang around with?
It does seem obvious to me because it seems like male robot voices, there's are men behind them.
Yeah, and they're always extra creepy. For some reason, you can kind of forgive the female robotic voice, but
right.
male voice, I'm going to kill you.
So people are more comfortable talking to female rather than male robots working in service roles in hotels.
I totally see that.
The study, which surveyed about 170 people on hypothetical service robot scenarios, also preferred that the stronger their preference was stronger when the robots were described as having more human-like features.
Oh, really? You know, I think the more human they get, the creepier they're getting.
Yes, but the more they prefer females.
Right.
To males.
Right. And they make them blink now. I think that's just good. They don't need to blink.
It's scary. I
it's
know.
It's super creepy.
I agree. People have a tendency to feel more comfort in being cared for by females because of existing gender stereotypes about service roles.
Yay, stereotypes.
Which, by the way, I agree with.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
Women are so much better than men.
Of course.
In every way.
I don't know how they put up with us.
Examples range from female humanized robots named Pepper at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel in Las Vegas.
Pepper.
Have you met Pepper?
No, I sure haven't.
To the fully automated FlyZoo hotel chain in China, where guests interact only with robots and artificial intelligence.
I love that one. That is
do
awesome.
You?
Yes, I think that's... I would totally do that. 100%.
I don't think I want any robotic voice.
Do you ever talk mean to Alexa or any of those?
Like, I don't have Alexa.
If she irritates me sometimes, she can't play a song.
Oh,
or
Siri in the car.
Yeah?
We have serious problems
and
with.
And you say some
yeah.
stuff to
oh,
her?
Yeah.
And what, does she ever come back at
we
you?
We fight like mothers. I hate Siri. So if you're standing there and somebody knocks on your door and it's a robot, would you rather hear...
Could I bring you some skimpy towels?
Oh my god, no! No, 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 no! No! Get away from me!
Room service.
No! What the hell? Go away! Not hungry anymore.
Would you like a massage?
Well, I might take you up on that.
Wait, are there any female robots available? Because...
Can I help you with your jacket?
My what?
Oh, your jacket.
No,
okay,
right.
So... So let's say, okay, so that's a male voice.
Yeah, I don't
what
like
about
it.
A female voice?
So knock.
Can I help you with your jacket?
Sure. Oh, now you're talking.
Sure.
Yep.
No problem.
Yep.
Can I help you with your jacket?
No.
He's starting to melt.
No, you can't. No, you cannot.
Which drawer do your panties belong in?
All right. Nope. Thank you.
May I help you in the shower?
No, you. I don't need help with the shower.
Short out.
Do you need to wear that men of clothes? Is your room moist enough?
Cat, is your room moist enough? Cat!
May I lay with you for a few minutes?
No!
Why did this guy break into our room? Where'd the woman go?
May I help you with your bra? Are you interested in the dirty Sanchez? May I interest you in the Arabian goggles? Wouldn't you be more comfortable nude? What are your thoughts on another robot friend and I joining to make you airtight?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
You know in Minnesota how they started naming their snowplows?
Yeah, I kind of like it, actually. I think we should name our fire planes.
I don't hate it either, except for I don't think we see the fire planes as regularly over...
I suppose that's true.
...regular town like
that's
they do
true.
In Minnesota.
Yeah.
With these snowplows. They have Plowy McPlowface. That's already a name of one, which I love.
A fine tribute to Bodie McBoatface.
Correct. And there's eight more that they're going to name coming up soon. Remember, I was telling you about the voting.
Yes.
And most of these I would have voted for.
Yes.
So, for example, one of the name a snowplow class of 2022.
Right.
Is Edward Blizzardhands.
That's beautiful.
That's not bad.
I would be very happy if Edward Blizzardhands was cleaning off my road.
No more Mr. Ice Guy.
Alice Cooper approves.
Not awful. Blizzard of Oz.
Ozzy approves.
Not terrible.
That's a good one. I like that one.
I voted for Scoop Dog.
Scoop Dog.
I find that funny. Plowasaurus Rex. I didn't vote for, but that's not bad.
No, that's good. I'm good with that.
The Big Leplowski.
That's beautiful. I remember you had and then I can
I
see why.
Say it.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
Say it again.
The Big Leplowski.
Well done.
Thank you.
We've been practicing all night.
They also named one Control Salt Delete.
Oh, that's
which
actually
is pretty good.
Yeah. It's dumb and dorky,
of course
but
it's
I love
dumb
it.
And dorky, but
it's
so is naming
a snowplow.
Right? How highbrow do you need to get with that kind of thing?
Yeah.
And the winner by far,
yes.
By over twice the votes.
Wow. Okay.
Then second place.
Right.
Betty Whiteout.
Betty Whiteout is beautiful. That's timing. You know,
of
it's all
course.
About timing.
Of course
but
it is. Yes.
I wonder if she would like it. I bet she'd approve.
I think she would love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think she would love it. Yes.
So remember. Oh, Mr. Plow, that's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You ever watch The Masked Singer?
Never,
me
ever,
either.
Ever, ever, ever.
Me either.
Yeah.
Dumb. No interest. No interest.
Don't care.
They're celebrities. They're wearing these weird, provocative masks. And then you give them clues. And then judges try and guess. I don't even understand why it exists. But apparently it does pretty well.
Yeah, people love it. People love weird things, man. Really, just things that do not resonate with me at all.
I don't get it. I don't love it. I don't watch it.
Nope, 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 nope.
But what do you have to do to get Robin Thicke, who's one of the judges, and Ken Jeong, who's one of the judges, to stand up and walk off The Masked Singer? What would you have? I mean, they're already on The Masked Singer.
Moon them. Maybe they don't want to. He didn't want to see your butt.
Listen to this story.
Okay.
The Masked Singer, if you do not watch this show, it's on Fox, and you have celebrities who are singing parts of famous songs, and the judges have to guess which celebrity they think is in the costume. Their voices are distorted, but they're giving clues.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is one of those things where it's like they say celebrities, and then you watch Match Game or, you know, Hollywood Squares back in the day, and they'd be like celebrities.
When they had real celebrities.
Yeah, so, I mean, are they really? No, sort of.
Even then.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean,
are these celebrities?
Yeah.
Not always.
So how are you going to guess anyway?
This is sort of like your Dancing with the Stars crowd.
Right.
Where you know, you've heard of half of them, and maybe
right.
the other half you haven't really, you
right.
can't place them anywhere.
I think he did one episode of Barnaby Jones in 1972.
But whatever. You will know this guy.
Oh, okay. All right.
About this celebrity in the costume. So, upcoming season 7, it's going to premiere in March. We have some scoop about the first episode. So, yes, Rudy Giuliani is in one of the costumes. He is one of the individuals that is unmasked in the first episode.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Rudy Giuliani.
You know, I mean,
one of Trump's puppets.
Yeah, just before going to jail.
Remember the hair dye? Remember the hair dye coming down his head?
That was really weird. Yeah, and then, of course, he was buckling up his pants thing.
I can't. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, I was just pulling. I was just.
No.
Like
redirecting things.
Yep.
So anyway, he's on The Masked Singer. They unmask him.
Uh-huh.
And apparently Ken Jeong and Robin Thicke.
They're like, nope.
Just walk off.
Wow, really?
They walked off The Masked Singer. How crazy.
When he took, we don't know what song he sang. We don't know what the costume was. John, when he took the.
I'm going to guess Prison Bound by Social D.
Could be.
Head of his costume off. That's when Robin Thicke and Ken Jeong, two of the hosts, judges on the show, they stormed off. They walked off the set. Eventually, they did come back. We do know that this episode was called The Good, the Bad, and the Cuddly, or perhaps that's actually the theme for the entire season. The other judges, Jenny McCarthy and Nicole Scherzinger, they sat there, and then they did interact with Rudy. It's a shock that he was even on this episode.
Isn't it odd?
He's trying to soften up his image.
Yes.
And he's like, yeah, sure, I'll go sing. I'll do anything. Listen, make people like me.
I hate to put myself in the place of Donald
Judge
Trump,
and jury.
Of Donald
Trump. Right. Yes, sure. Well, you mean JFK.
I hate him.
Right.
He must be disappointed with Rudy Giuliani. You know what I mean? Like,
what are you doing on that horrible show?
He doesn't even have Giuliani's back. No one does. And he shows up on The Masked Singer. Really? No, thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's talk about words that you have trouble saying.
Oh, man. I have a list. And
a lot of people have a list.
Yeah. Great job to have where you can't speak very well.
Right? We picked a great vocation for our abilities to not use the English language.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are a lot of things that people say wrong automatically, and there are lists of those, like sure. Alzheimer's disease. People say old-timer's disease.
Which, you know, kind of makes sense in that one, at least. Yeah.
Arctic.
Arctic.
People don't say put the C in there.
Oh, yeah.
Usually people just say Arctic.
I know. Arctic. One that really bugs me is when people say pictures instead of pictures.
Yeah.
I hate
that's
that.
Another one.
I don't know why it bugs me. Who cares?
And we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Words that you can't say correctly. Ask is changing.
What do you mean?
Ask. If you ask a question.
Yeah. Ask. Axe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This pronunciation has been around so long, over 1,000 years, that linguists think that we should cherish it as part of our heritage.
Wait, 1,000 years? I don't think that's right. Is that right?
That's what they say.
Okay. Yeah.
Supposedly might be changing to be also correct.
I'm okay with that. I ask you a question. I'm okay
right?
with it. Right? Yeah.
Cavalry?
Oh, I can't say that. Cavalry is
two different things.
Yes.
Cavalry, you can't say?
No, I don't know why. Calvary.
Calvary is the where Jesus was.
Cavalry.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't say.
Is coming.
It. Nope.
Yes.
And wolf. I can't say wolf. I always leave out the L. It's about L's for some reason.
Is it really? L's. All L's?
Yeah. A lot of times I'll just drop them. I'm not even aware of it.
You say champ at the bit?
No. Chomp at the bit.
Yeah, that's what I always thought. But it's not correct.
It's champ
it's
at the
champ
bit?
At the bit.
It is
yes.
not.
It is, yes.
You got some sort of weird, they're screwing
it
with
is.
You
that's
website.
That's true.
I don't think that's right.
It is right.
Because that's what the horses do. They chomp at the bit.
They champ at the bit.
Do they really?
That's what they're
you
saying.
You damn
in
horses.
This list.
Huh.
Then you got all the words that you add an X to, like escape.
Oh, yeah.
Well, where there's not an X there.
Right.
Especially, there's not an X there.
Espresso.
There's not an X there.
Right.
Right. All of those words.
Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS with words that you can't say properly. Can you say February?
No, I have a tough time. I intentionally say it wrong all the time.
I think everyone does, though, don't they?
Yeah, because you can't say it right.
Nobody says February.
No.
That's just not.
February.
Correct.
But that's so wrong. I know it's wrong.
It's 100% wrong, but that's how people say it.
I always say this month wrong.
But there's also that part where axe and ask, where it becomes like, okay, well, due to usage.
Yeah, starting to slide over.
Maybe
well, just lazy. So we're all lazy. We're all like, yeah, screw it.
Very much could
good.
Be, yes. Very much
I'm on
could
board
be.
With that.
Is it GIF or GIF?
It's totally GIF. I mean, I don't care. I don't know when these people
care
freaks
anymore?
Out. No, but I mean, it was supposed to be a GIF. That's the person, whoever created it, that's how they, that's what they
GIF.
Said.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, all right. Yeah. I can go with that.
Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS, words that you have trouble, words or phrases that you have trouble saying.
I say Northern Lights instead of Aurora Borealis.
Well, you've never been able to say that.
Nope. Can't say it at all.
Neither can I.
Oh, really?
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about words that you have problems saying correctly.
Supposedly, even though it's supposedly.
Supposedly is said a lot.
And I do accidentally say that sometimes.
Do you?
I hate it. Yeah, I put in a B instead of the D.
It's clearly not there, but people do say that a lot. You're right.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hey, you know what? I just wanted to say a word that people mispronounce all the time.
Okay.
It's, people always say brain fart.
Right.
It's actually an infarct. It's a lack of oxygen.
Oh, but now you're being, okay, but now you're being picky.
No, I go with brain, whatever, any kind,
no.
of, any kind of fart.
Brain fart, it's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, I mean, it's a
screw up when you can't think of something.
Yeah, it's just a turn of a phrase. It's
yeah,
not
yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
not actually
no,
supposed
it
to be.
It means a brain infarct It's when someone has a stroke. It's an infarct.
All right, no one's going to say it that way. I'm sorry to tell you.
I'm going to start saying it that way just to piss you off. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
It's actually a phrase that a lot of people, I hear a lot of people say, and I always say think they say it wrong. Is it you get an A for effort or an E for effort? I always thought it was an E for effort because in school you get an E if you're for effort and work habits.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
you get an A for effort. But I always
that's us old farts that still say A, you know, you get A, B, C, D, and F as your grades.
But do you but then get an A for effort?
Yeah, that is what they used to say, but then it's changed.
Oh,
to,
I
yeah,
see.
Yeah, yeah, or P for participation.
In yeah, whatever.
There's your old farts. We're screwing you up, sir. We're sorry. 818-955-KLOS, the word you or someone always says wrong.
We're talking about words or phrases that you have problems with.
I have a problem with the word mortgage. I always say mortgage.
Huh, that's interesting.
I mean, it is spelled with a silent T. No, it isn't.
Yeah, no, you don't
say... Yeah, it's spelled with a silent T, yeah.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. Silent letters.
Yeah, let's take out silent letters. Yeah.
My problem is the first G, though.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. How did you say it again?
I say mortgage.
Mortgage.
Well, that's absurd.
I get away with it every single time, but I know it's supposed that G is supposed to be in there somewhere.
Yeah, wow. You take a look though. Next time you say it, and there'll be people looking you askance.
Maybe
like,
you're.
What
a bit,
did he just say?
Maybe he's crazy.
We won't give him that mortgage after all.
Thank you for calling KLOS. Hello.
Philanthropy. I always have a hard time with philanthropy.
Philanthropy. I don't feel like it's one that we use a lot.
Very few philanthropists. Yeah.
Anyways, that one gets me.
But. I gotcha. All right. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey there. I was calling about the words.
Words you have problems with? Yep. Verbs or phrases?
One I hate the most is probably a squash it. It's supposed to be quash it with a Q.
You're right.
Interesting.
You always do add an S to it. That's true.
Yep.
I guess squash.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah, you don't squash something. Is that even a word at all?
Look,
or is it just
I'm
squash?
Lucky if I get the subject and the verb in the right order. That's all I'm going for.
Well, too bad you didn't ever study any English in school at all. That's a damn shame. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
The other day I heard my little 12-year-old boy talking to one of his little girlfriends on the phone, and he was saying, he said, irregardless. Mm. I'm like, what? Irregardless? What the hell?
You know, that's something that's only recently been quashed. Everybody was saying irregardless a lot.
It's been squashed, you mean.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Yeah, I hate that word.
Did you have a word with him and tell him to hang up on that girl and never talk to her again?
I forbid him to say that word ever again.
Well, good luck with that.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, yeah, my friend. He every time we go out of the county, he'll say, no, we're in a different country.
Oh. Instead of county, he would say country?
Yeah.
You sure he's not just screwing around?
No, he's not. He's serious.
He thinks he's in Canada. He thinks he's in Iran.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo?
Yes, sir. Words or phrases you have problems with?
That dark liquid goodness bottle that's at your local steakhouse. Worcestershire sauce. I could never get that right.
No, I don't even try.
I can't either.
At all. Is it?
I love the stuff, but.
Yeah, how do you say it?
I don't know. Do you know how to say it?
Let's Google it.
Best use of this radio station ever.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Words or phrases that you have problems with. We're talking about words or phrases that you have problems with.
Whenever I talk to my girlfriend, I say, try and say, I love you. It always comes out, I want to have sex with your sister.
Totally understandable. Very
natural.
I want to
have sex with your sister. Wow, that's quite
the tongue. You know?
That is a slip of the tongue.
That's what you're hoping for, anyway.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Words or phrases you have problems with?
Yes, I have three. When people say available,
they say what?
What?
When they say available instead of available.
Oh, I've never heard anyone
Neither
say available.
Really? And then when they say sword.
Oh, yeah.
Sword, yeah.
Yeah.
Sword.
Sure.
And then the one phrase that my mom always says, she says, that food was so bomb diddly. And I go, Mom, it's not diddly, it's bomb diggity. Diddly just doesn't sound right.
Well, diddly's a little more fun, though.
Bomb diddly is hilarious.
Right on, Mom.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got one. This one pisses me off.
All right.
When people use the term, the comparison, a fine line. As in, there's a fine line between laziness and incompetence.
Right.
It's a blur. It's a gray area. It's a fuzzy area. If you have a fine line, then you have a clear difference. If there's a fuzzy area, then there's an overlap, and it pisses me off.
Feels like a you problem.
I have a list of about five of those. I can't think of a single one of them right now, but I know.
I mean, technically, you're correct.
Right, I guess. I think.
There's a fine line. There's a fine line between stupidity and genius. Of course. Yeah. I mean, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
So you're saying there's no fine line. It's a very, very gray-ish area.
No, I mean, if you're going to say something is clearly different, then there's a fine line. Yes. But if there's a blur, let's say a fine line between abusiveness and meanness.
Oh, right.
A blur.
Right.
There's an overlap.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I have a list of them, too. I can't think of a single one of them, but I hear people use phrases, and I'm like, stop it!
Best of luck with that.
Yeah. Fine line between love and hate. That is like, because, you know, passion. It's extreme emotion. So it's like you can slip from love to hate fairly quickly. I think that is a perfect example of fine line.
I'm very confused now. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a word for you guys.
Yes, words or phrases you have problems with. What?
Ask. People always say ask you a question.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. That is actually becoming...
It's almost becoming...
socially
valid.
Acceptable.
Yes,
yeah.
It's almost becoming socially acceptable because it's said so much. I know.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you...
It's like, are you going to kill me when you ask me a question or what?
Depends on the answer. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
All right, first of all, it's pronounced Worcestershire sauce.
Yay, well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
And secondly?
And I only know that because I grew up north of Boston.
Ah, okay.
However, that has caused me not to be able to say the word. I'm going to try really hard here. Drawer.
Oh.
You mean like a drawer in a cabinet?
Like you, yes.
Yeah.
I always say draw. Open the drawer.
Yeah,
that's a really bastardized Boston version of it.
Yeah, are you Kat's mom?
You need to let that go.
Good luck with that, though.
Boston will kill you.
Right?
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
Words or phrases you have trouble with. We're talking about words or phrases that you have trouble with.
Thesaurus. The dinosaur
form.
Thesaurus? Yeah. I can never pronounce that.
How do you say it?
I call it the dinosaur form.
The dinosaur book.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got to go with what you got.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling. I do that with artists a lot until I really know how to pronounce their name.
Right.
And I'll just be like, you know, that one guy from that one band.
Sure.
Just, you know, I'm sure they appreciate that. All right, Kayla West.
I've been in insurance for like 20 years with a life license, and I had to sell annuities. And
annuities?
They I know, and I always say annuities.
I like that.
And
that's much more interesting.
I think I would go for that first.
I'll take annuity.
And the guys always listen to me when I said, you know, I got to talk to you about annuities. And they said, okay. You know, so.
Listen, you always get people's attention that way.
I did.
Ray Stevens would definitely approve. Thank you for calling. Annuities. I like it.
That's a good reference, too. KLOS, hello.
Modern.
Yo, yo, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Words and phrases you have problems with.
Yeah, let me start by saying I'm a 44-year-old black man, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't up until, like, last year, like, one of my Latino friends, we're all talking, and I told him, like, hey, let me ask you. And he's like, whoa, what do you mean ask? like, what are you talking about? And like, he started, like, you know, black people, they always say ask.
Yeah, that's where, like, that's where it came from, really. That is basically where it came from.
But I couldn't, like, understand the difference. You know, we have to, like,
right.
talk for a while. Like, man, this guy's right. It's like, ask, you know? And like, I was, like, you know, my people thought, I never noticed that, you know, like,
right.
43 years, and like,
are you,
like, man,
able to change right. now, or are you going to bother even trying? Because, you know, who
no,
cares?
No. You know, now that I hear the difference, I'm like, maybe say, like, 50% of the time, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I told her, well, you need to stop asking me that, you know, like, this is ask, you know, I don't, it's weird. It's, you know, and I know my people can't relate, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
43 yeah. years, never noticed it.
Well,
you know?
I'm glad we've come around to your way of thinking, but please, sir, put the axe down.
All
right,
man.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, the one that I think everybody needs to stop using is when they're complaining and they go, who does that? I'll tell you who, the very a-hole you're talking about. That's who.
Almost always, that's the person that you're talking to.
Turns out.
Oh, my God. Let's stop. And it kind of gives them a pass somehow.
Right.
I got you. All right.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS,
I mean,
hello.
Who does that?
Who says that? Hello?
There are two that drive me crazy. When someone says milestone instead of milestone.
Wow, I haven't heard that.
Oh, no, I've been hearing that a lot lately. Hmm. And the other one is vice versa.
Oh, yeah, I do hear that, actually, yeah.
Instead of straight I hear that one a lot, too. Yeah, I'm surprised you guys haven't heard Milestone yet.
No, that would not. Really, I hate that. I already hate that. From day one, I'm hating it.
I know one guy who uses probably about three-quarters of the stuff that you've been discussing.
Oh, man.
You need to cut that dude loose.
So what you're about to hear was supposed to happen a few minutes ago, but something went bizarre.
Look, all right, listen.
We'll push the wrong button.
Equipment malfunctions. What are you going to do? We still have people on hold. Let's talk to them about having a secret relationship at work.
There was a girl there that did our accounts payables. She was smoking hot, natural redhead, former dancer, had calves, like nobody's business.
Right.
We were at the Christmas party. And she was married, and she came up to me. I'm on my couch, and I'm just chilling, and I'm talking on my phone. And she just comes walking in a sundress, no panties, and just grabs my phone, shuts it off, and just lifts it up and goes, "Kiss it."
Did you kiss it?
Oh my God, you guys!
Do you have a towel handy?
I know, right? She was, oh my, you guys, she was so epic.
All right,
and you know
easy.
What? If she's out there, honey, I still love you to this day.
Nice, nice. I love it.
Yeah,
right on, man.
You're
thanks
amazing.
For calling.
Thank you,
dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Yeah, I was talking about the relationship at work.
Yes, you had one.
Yeah, sure. I was at TK Electronics, and we were doing the AI, the voice things for the computers and the robots and stuff. And so I had to tell her, you know, what there is. And so then the girl asked, like, would you want a drink or would you? And she goes, would you like your jacket off? And so I said, yeah, I want my jacket off. And so we went in the back room, and they caught me in the back room with the robot.
Wait, with the robot?
Yeah, well, it's just a... Yeah, it's kind of like it's a real looking one, though.
Oh, I see. Okay, but it was a robot.
They blink. They blink and everything.
Okay. I'm glad you had fun with the robot. Did you hose it out?
Eddie Spaghetti.
That's his name?
Yeah. Edward Vedward. That's the latest from Eddie Vedder. That is Brother the Cloud. I like that stuff. It's really growing on me, man. Good song.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned.
Yeah.
Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. If you have to deal with a robot, would you rather deal with a female robot or a male robot?
100% female. I think we learned that today big time.
Agreed. Words you had trouble with. We all had the regular ones like espresso and nuclear. But someone called in with mortgage.
Yeah.
Instead of mortgage.
Never heard anybody say that. Dude, what's your problem?
What is that problem? And a dude who had a relationship at work at school with a lunch lady. They had to have sex in the freezer. And it worked for a full year and no one found out. USA! USA! USA!
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty in the freezer.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace.
Now, let's say you wanted to go see Slash. It's going to be doing a show Friday, February 18th at the YouTube Theater. Tickets are on sale right now via Ticketmaster.com. But what are you going to wear? I mean,
what are you going to wear?
Yeah.
That's our concern now?
It's a big concern.
What they wear to a concert?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why we have the KLOS custom t-shirt with Slash all over it. So should probably wear that, right?
That would make sense if we would give away both at the same time.
Let's do that. What the hell? If you promise to wear the shirt.
Crazy people.
You have to wear the shirt. We'll know if you didn't, and you'll be in deep trouble. 818-955-KLOS, caller 13. You go into the show, and you're picking up the KLOS Slash shirt as well. Guess what Elton John song started a three-week run at number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1973? If you said Crocodile Rock. Go ahead and give yourself the rest of the day off. Pearl Jam played their first ever show to Europeans on this day in rock in 1992. During their first European tour, they were at the Esplanade Club in Scotland and played for 300 people. Tom Petty and his Heartbreaker Pals played the halftime show on this day in rock in 2008 at the Super Bowl at the University of Phoenix Stadium. Playing American Girl, I Won't Back Down, Running Down a Dream, and Free Falling.